You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, looking at a 8-race card this evening at Roscommon, beginning at 4:25 and ending at 8 o'clock. Plenty of big fields and competitive races here this evening, due to be run on heavy ground, so just bear that in mind if you're punting here tonight. It's very testing at Roscommon. They're on the collar for the last 3 furlongs, so you do need horses that have got home. So obviously I'm going to try and be looking for horses who have got previous form here, maybe at the track or indeed on soft or heavy conditions, because it will take some getting there tonight. So bear that in mind, certainly for the first race anyway, at 4:25, which is a 7-furlong maiden for the two-year-olds. Quite a test of stamina. This will be on the collar from the 3-furlong pole as they turn in. A couple of horses who've got form on softest ground and coming here in decent nick are Himar and Sir Jack Thomas. They've been well found in the market, and the likelihood is that the winner will come from one of these two, because Mount Wellington up to now has been a little bit disappointing, even though the blinkers have gone on for the first time for Aidan O'Brien's Charge. We'll deal with the other two as mentioned. Himar, well, she's run consistently well on her last two or three starts. That 2nd to September has obviously been well advertised, because the winner went on to win the Chesham Stakes at the Royal Ascot. Nothing wrong with her performance here the last day, when runner-up behind Ger Lyons' nice horse Ball Girl. And considering she's already handled the track on soft ground over the trip, then she probably deserves on balance just to be a favourite here. But I do quite like Madeline Terlecky's Sir Jack Thomas, and I'll probably just favour him on this occasion. That runner-up spot behind Quizzical was a decent effort on the figures, and Mount Wellington was well beaten back and forth, proving that he handles the ground as well. And not a bad run the time before in a decent maiden at Leopard Town. All in all, quite a likeable type, this gelding by Fast Company. And Sir Jack Thomas is my pick in the first race.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, which is again another 2-year-old contest, this time for horses EBF eligible. And of course, it's a plus 10 race as well, which is also worth bearing in mind. A couple of horses that might well be well backed here are Burmese Blazer and Still Standing. Both of these two from powerful stables have got good records here at the track. And there's been good money for Still Standing this morning as well. And mostly when Jessica Harrington's horses first time up are backed, they haven't proven to be too disappointing. Most of them have either run well or won. And given that this horse has got a nice draw as well, expect a big run from Still Standing. But you'd probably have to go with a horse that ran eye-catchingly well at the Curry of the Day, not a bad little maiden won by Punct. And that's the filly by Casamento, Raintree, from the Paddy Prendergast stable. I thought she kept on quite willingly to finish never near a six behind the fairly easy winner that day. And with Liquid Amber lowering the colours of ballet shoes yesterday when returning to the County Kildare venue, that form has obviously taken quite a little bit of a boost in the last 24 hours. So around about 5-2 this morning, I'd expect Sunny Raintree with just normal improvement to go well there in the 5 o'clock.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, which is the 5:30. And a pretty difficult race to get your head around, really, because there's one or two disappointing types and unknown quantities in equal measures. The horse that sets the standard with a rating of 82 is Invincible Riker from the Mickey Halford stable. The only slightly disconcerting thing about this horse's claims here this afternoon is it hasn't run since March, so there's clearly been one or two issues or bumps in the road along the way, as it has had the thick end of 5 months off. Obviously, that form of that race when fourth behind Alphabet has worked out really well, with Martha Healy and Jet Streaming flying the flag for that contest throughout the remainder of the season. Like I say, it's just the layoff, which is the only slight niggle. I do think there's a couple of horses worth bearing in mind here at much bigger prices, and they're both trained by Edward Lynham. It wouldn't surprise me to see either one of those two step up to the plate here at the second time of asking. They both finished seventh respectively in their first races. I thought focus of attention ran a night catching race of the day over what turned out to be an inadequate five furlongs at the Curragh when staying on behind Stabber Companion Vogue. And given that her run style suggested that that minimum trip was way too short, I'd expect the extra two furlongs here this evening certainly to play in his strengths, and she handled the ground no bother. The other one, as I said, was Mazalai from, again, the same barn, colt by Art Connoisseur, who, similar to the other horse I mentioned, stayed on quite willingly from an unpromising position on his only start at Limerick back in April, finishing behind True Valour. Obviously, that horse has gone on to win group races subsequently, so he was in quite deep on his debut. He's got the tongue tie on for the first time today, and he's also worth a second glance in the market at double figure odds.
Race 4.
On to the fourth race then, the 6 o'clock, very competitive fare we have here, around about 5-1 the field at time of recording. It just depends whether Handsome Maverick is reliable enough or even trustworthy enough to back up that victory at the Curragh the other day, which was absolutely sensational. Coming from last to first in a matter of two furlongs, it was bound clear to win in the end quite comfortably at the County Kildare venue. But prior to that, he'd done absolutely nothing at all. So whether that was just a flash in the pan, only time will tell. So I'm more than likely going to play with a straight bat here and offer up a couple of horses that we know will handle the conditions and have handled the track before. And they are Bubbly Bellini and Texas Katie. Both of these two horses come here off victories last time out. Bubbly Bellini at the Galway Festival when beating subsequent winner Atlas, who was third on that occasion. Time figure was good. And this 7 furlongs on softest ground shouldn't be a bother, as most of his form is achieved with a little bit of giving the ground. Texas Katie, well, she's also proven on softest ground as she got the better of Chimera last time out in a bit of a wild finish. Ojin Jinka, who was third, has gone on to win since to boost the form line. And with the form at the track and likely of more improvement to come being only a three-year-old, this filly by Cloddeville should also go quite well at a nice price, around about 7-1 this morning.
Race 5.
On to the 6:30 then, and quite a decent little maiden we've got here. World Stage has run up to a fair standard with a rated of 84, and that run the other day at Garran behind Birds of Prey suggests this horse's time will only surely just be around the corner. Gawny Felice also caught the eye first time out, went second at the Galway Festival behind Mickey O'Callaghan's Perfect Soldier, and both of those two horses have got perfectly respectable claims. However, one worth keeping an eye on at a double figure odds is Charlie Stouse from the Shane Nolan stable. This horse's best form over hurdles all came on a soft or a heavy surface. So even though this horse is dropping back down markedly in trip here to a mile and a quarter, we don't really know what to expect. It will be quite a test here tonight, and this horse will be up to the task more than most. His best performance came at Downraw when he won a novice hurdle, beating Cadda de Brisley and Artstone. And largely speaking, he's a fairly consistent type. Now, this might well be just a stepping stone for perhaps a race at the Listowel Festival in a few weeks' time. One will never know, but I certainly think he's worth an interest or a look at anyway at double figure odds. So Charlie Stout, just a mild or tentative each way pick there in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the 7 o'clock then, and I'm quite keen here on Hyperdrive from the Jessica Harrington stable. This horse ran a Herculean race of the day from the front at Killarney when just picked off in the latter stages by the resurgent Dalton Highway from the Dermot Weld stable. And prior to that, he made all the running at Leopardstown back in the middle of June, making all to beat Auckland and Venera Charming, quite a decent speed figure. He's a game and honest type. One would imagine this horse will be plying his trade in the middle of winter over hurdles once Jessica gets the go-ahead to send him over the smaller obstacles. And he's probably got the most to fear from Apparition, who comes here off the back of a victory last time out at the Curragh. It's just the ground is a little bit of an unknown with him. His best performances have come on a soundy surface, so he might have just one or two questions to ask at a very short price. So Hyperdrive, quite a confident vote there to lead it out from the front there in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to race number 7 then, the 7:30 mile and a quarter handicap. And on the go again, makes quite a bit of appeal from an each-way perspective. Having run consistently well, by and large, throughout the course of the season, he was a winner at Belliestown 3 starts ago when he started quite strongly in the latter stages to get the better of Pure Action. And latterly, I thought he ran quite respectably at the Galway Festival behind Whiskey Sword. Of course, that form has been advertised quite a few times thereafter by one or two of the horses that ran down the field subsequently. That performance by Mannequin last time out was a game, was another creditable one on the figures. And he's around about a 6-1 chance this morning, likely to go well from a yard that do really well here at Roscommon.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, quite a trappy looking a mile and a half handicap, one has to say. But I quite like Gretna here from the Thomas Cleary stable, locally trained, of course, although this horse has only won two starts in 34 outings. Both of those two victories came on a soft surface, and most of this horse's best performances have come here at this venue at Roscommon. So certainly got quite a few ticks in the right box there. Not a bad effort the other day down in Ballinrobe on arguably ground that might have just been a little bit quick for this mare when third behind USA. But if you notice, going back in the form book, that third behind Jeremy's Girl reads quite well on paper. And a repeat of that sort of level will surely see this six-year-old mare there or thereabouts. And around about 9-10-1 this morning, I do think Gretna represents a decent each way, a bit of value in the concluding race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. No Irish Racing tomorrow, which is a bit of a godsend for me because I've been doing podcasts now for the thick end of a month. But we're back on board on Wednesday when we're going to be looking at the Bellystone card beginning at 4:15. Seven races on the flat there. So until then, it's a very goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.